Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Welcome, friends. It's podcast number 146.
Yes, it is 146.
The Simon Says Podcast with us. We're the Get Up Show on 98.7 Simon. I'm Sean. Charlie, right there.
Hi there.
Maddie, right over there.
I'm right here.
We're wishing Jay Leno quick recovery.
Right.
He's in the hospital in stable condition. He actually spoke to Jimmy Fallon the other day. If you hadn't heard, Jay Leno has this steam-powered car, and somehow in starting a steam-powered car, he got into a gasoline explosion.
Yeah. So wait, it was a steam-powered car?
Yeah, it's still a weird old car. It does run somewhat on gas, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
But it was interesting that they said, and what was crazy about the whole thing was that he seemed to be in fairly good spirits considering he had his face burned off.
Well, I mean, it wasn't burned off. It's just burned.
Yeah.
And pretty badly.
What was the thing they said was the good news about him being burned by gasoline?
Oh, that it didn't penetrate his eyes and ears?
Ooh.
Isn't that weird to think about?
So, I mean, I guess it's one thing to get gas and burn, but if it gets in you, that's where it's really bad?
There's nothing good about it.
No.
No.
But that's still, again, it's crazy. I mean, he was lucky. I guess there were people around and, they, you know, but he's got like airplane hangars worth of
full
cars.
Of cars, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess just the law of averages, if you play around with that many cars, eventually you're going to get blown up in
especially
a gas fire.
Especially old ones that aren't exactly in pristine condition.
Well, he's wrecked car. Did you ever see one of his shows? He wrecked a car on camera. I think he rolled it or something like that.
Not on purpose.
No, not on purpose. He was driving real fast with some like another person in the car, and he wrecked it.
Could you imagine being that rich where you're like, oh, I like cars. I'm going to buy all of them.
No.
I wish.
We can all barely afford to buy a new car for ourselves, less 80,000 of
them. But just, that's his stooge memorabilia. Like, he collects cars like you collect, you know, lobby cards. But look, there's a bit of a price difference.
There's a little price difference there. And when he sells those cars, he's going to get more than he put into them,
absolutely.
I bet.
But I think he's like you. He'll never sell.
Yeah.
I think when he eventually passes away, it'll end up being like the Jay Leno
museum.
Automobile museum.
It's going to have to be, I think.
That's what I wish for all my crap, that it just stays in one place. And
the
people...
Sean Sellers crap museum. Yeah.
You don't have anything in your collection that might spray gasoline on you.
Who knows? Yeah, probably there's something in there, you know. The DOC museum. Dusty old crap. You know, talking about him with all his cars, my continuing slide into low IQ, I'm now watching Cribs on MTV.
What is wrong with you?
What has happened?
I keep recommending shows, too.
You do not.
I've told you 8,000 times. I even told you again today to watch Reservation Dogs on
I don't know if I get
FX.
That.
If you're new to Sean Sellers, he used to be the one that was always like, everything that's modern is so dumb and stupid, and you need to be watching old westerns, and there's so much history, and it's so smart. And now he's watching Jersey Shore, Cribs, Ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm. Teen Mom a little bit.
Teen Mom,
Catfish.
Big fan of Catfish.
That's pretty much all they... Have you started watching any of the Road Rules Real World Challenges?
I can't do those.
Nah. Which is funny because I feel like you're moments away from watching those.
And it could happen.
Those require physical exertion, though. Those aren't nearly as fun as the ones that are just a bunch of drunk people falling over each other.
Yeah. But these people in their houses, I gotta wonder, is this really your house? Did you rent this? Is that really your stuff? You
I know? Think it's their house, but they don't actually live there. It's like, that's my playhouse. This is my living house.
Ah, that could be.
I do think some of them rent stuff just for the show.
Well, there was one years ago, like the first time that Cribs was out, and they went to somebody's place, and it was basically like a two-story townhouse like anybody has.
Yeah.
Like, here's like, my couch, here's my TV, there's the kitchen right across the
I live like a normal person.
There was one time where it was this rapper, Redman, and they went to his house, and it was like an apartment, and it was trashed.
Really?
And he's like, this is my PlayStation.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was.
See,
it was awesome.
They'll never do that again. People are all into, you know, when they have those fake personal jets, private jets, that you can sit there with your fake pile of money just to take pictures and show off.
Nobody's
going to show you their real house ever again. So speaking of, you know, monkeys writing a book, Maddie brought this up. I have no memory of this, but he is so happy.
So, okay, so the root of it was there's a lawsuit out right now that PETA filed against HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah.
That says that they get their coconut milk from monkey labor, illegal monkey labor.
Uh-huh.
And so I used to love the show Talk News Radio.
News Radio.
And they had an episode where the boss, has an autobiography, but he didn't end up writing it.
He had a ghostwriter.
Well, it was a bunch of monkeys with typewriters. And so my favorite part is like at the end, he does a book reading, and it's the first time he's actually read the book, and it's all nonsense.
So, yeah, I'm picturing this. Like, we know that they beat the monkeys to get them to bring a coconut.
Yes.
But how do you get them to use a typewriter? More beatings?
I think in the theory of the fun of the show, I think the monkeys enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were drinking cocktails and they were smoking cigarettes.
Like regular writers.
Like a real
popping
monkey.
Up in bags of chips.
Okay, here we go.
The glorious sunset of my heart was fading. Soon the super karate monkey death car would park in my space. But Jimmy has fancy plans. And pants to match. The monkey clown, horrible karate, round and yummy, like a cute small baby chick, would beat the donkey.
Mr. James Wilbon will now answer any questions you might have.
You?
Yeah, Mr. James. What did you mean when you wrote bad clown making like super American car racers? I would make them sweat. War.
Well, you know what it's like when a clown is making like a car racer. It's sort of like the FCC. It's sort of The clown is like the FCC, and I was opposed to the FCC at the time, right? So it was like I was declaring war. War.
Is that enough?
I guess that's about it.
Is that enough? I love that show. Oh, did you want the rest?
Oh, no, I love when he's reading the book, having never heard Rio did it before. Karate Monkey Donkey Warrior.
What was the name of the book? It was something about Karate Monkey.
I can't remember now.
That's great. I love that show. And what was neat about it was one of those shows that kind of showed what really happened in radio stations. They had carts. They had news actualities and commercials on carts, which looked like 8-tracks for people who've never seen them. I don't think you were.
Oh, no, I used carts.
Did you use carts?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever use carts?
No, we were on the tail end of carts.
Wow.
I didn't. Like, they made us learn how to use them, but then I always messed them up.
It was so easy.
Yeah, just put it in there and hit the button.
No, but I'm talking about, like, you go to record something, you had to do everything, like, right the first time, or you had to do it all over again.
Well, of course.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of like life.
Nah, I don't know, bro.
Life has gotten so easy.
Right. He's from the cushy generation.
Yeah, for real, man. You did it right. You took your cartridge, your tape, your cart, and you went over to the bulky racer, which was a magnet.
A giant magnet.
An electric magnet, and you push the red button on the magnet, and you drag that cart back and forth and up and down and round and round. And then at the end, you did not let your finger off of the magnet button, because if you did, it would make a on the tape. So you'd have to leave your button pushed in, and then take it away like this in a sweeping motion. And when it's back here, you let the button off, and that way you got a clean cart.
I don't know anyone ever told me that.
Well, now you know.
I feel like I do remember that, actually. Now.
Yeah, if we get in a time machine and we go,
go back.
Wasn't Andy Dick on news radio?
He was. It was before Andy Dick went real off the rails. He was crazy, but he wasn't like
But
now.
He was funny.
He was very funny.
Yes.
Yeah, and that wasn't that show on, what was it, the 90s?
I don't remember.
It was 90s-ish into 2000s. It was Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall. Joe Rogan was on that.
That's
and
right.
And actually, Rogan, that role that he played was actually supposed to be Ray Romano.
Really?
Yeah, they replaced him in the pilot and then brought in Joe.
Yeah, Rogan was good in that show.
Oh, he's great.
And who was the Tierney? Wasn't that her name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was awesome. I can't remember her name now.
I can't remember her name either.
Was it Kathy Griffin on that?
Yep. Wait a minute.
No, she was on another.
No, there was a sassy redhead. It was another sassy redhead. Kathy Griffin was on the Brooke Shields show, wasn't she?
Suddenly Susan?
Yes.
I feel like we're really mixing things up here.
No, but there was an awesome, and I don't remember her name. She was
welcome
great.
To 90s
Phil
TV
Hartman
shows.
Was on it.
Phil Hartman was great.
Who else?
Hold on. Who was the redhead on news radio?
I don't remember.
Vicki Lewis.
Obviously. That's what
Vicki
I was saying.
Vicki Lewis. But anyway, so Andy Dick used to be a funny guy and used to be on TV. Now he's in jail regularly, and it's for the craziest reasons.
What's
the
loony.
Newest one? Isn't there was another one? Recently.
There's two in a row. He gets handsy with people.
Yeah, he groped an Uber driver.
Yeah, he gets real handsy. He's
girlfriends
got
and boyfriends
issues with drugs and alcohol.
Well, that don't make him a bad person. He was also filmed at a trailer park, like a camper lot, following somebody into their camper to touched them inappropriately, and the whole thing got on tape, so he got arrested for that. And then right after that one is when he was arrested for stealing power tools from a construction site.
Oh wow.
This is Andy Dick, TV star.
Yeah.
Stealing power tools. It's like, oh, this looks like a great routine.
Nate, I'm gonna take your drill.
But really, there's nothing else? You gotta steal power tools at this point?
Oh, he was living in a camper in the driveway of his like wife's house. For a while, too.
I think there's a certain point with people that are in that situation where you can look at them and go, do you know who you are? And they go, it doesn't matter.
Like, yeah.
And everybody says the same thing. Yeah, he has his funny moments, but no one can stand him anymore. He's unbearable.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
You know, and
it was really funny.
And it must be sad for him and for his friends from the time to see him back then, you know, and think about, you know, wow, this guy had it going on for a minute.
Totally.
What happened?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
And, you know, speaking of guys who have it going on, I love the story about Santa Claus Maddie going to the strip club handing out video games.
Back in the day when I was doing radio up in D.C., I had a weekly gig at a strip club where it would be like I would host a night.
And they would pay you for that.
They would pay me cash, too.
Talent fee, yeah.
Good money. Mm-hmm. But
what were you bringing to the table at the strip club. Why did they feel like, and this isn't a knock on you, I just never
understood. It was that idea that like my listeners would come and join me.
Uh-huh.
Like, because I was on at night, so I had all the young males.
Hey everybody,
males.
It's me, Maddie. Play some Kid Dash Rock.
Oh, that was me. I told, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Don't remind me of how awful I used to be.
No, bro, you're doing good.
I'm much better now. Anyway, I would go and I would bring, you know, boxes of stuff, and it was right when the original Xbox came out. So we had tons of games and stuff from Microsoft, and I would show up with my mailbox full of stuff.
Stolen mail bin.
And yeah. I would hand out all the Xbox games to all the strippers for their kids. Now, they loved me.
Was this... Now, I've never been to a strip club, as you guys both know. I've never entered one. Don't have any interest in going to one.
I don't see how you've been in radio all these years and you've never been to a strip club.
I say no. I'm not going to the strip club.
Because I've been to numerous.
Yeah, me too.
And it's not even my jam.
Well, y'all are both going to Hale. But anyway, so was I understand that in some situations you tip the ladies who work there at the strip club for... personal dances or something like that, lap dances. Now, was the Xbox just a gift for no reason?
Oh, yeah. I never got dances.
Oh, okay.
No,
I'm picturing him getting lap dances.
No, it's their friend.
No, it was really one of those things. I found that radio was like this buffer between... It took the shine off a lot of things. So, like, I didn't find the mystery of a strip club anymore because it became a job. So, It even got to the point where I would go and I would just want to I would talk to them about like, what's up, what's going on.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for dancing. And actually, it was funny because they would bring me out on stage, and to get to the stage, I had to walk through the dressing room where they're all changing.
Oh my God.
And I'd be like, hey guys. And they're like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
And then I'd go up and I'd be like, what up guys? I'm Maddie from HFS. Thanks for coming out. You know?
He'd be like, oh God, it's Monday night. I got to go to the strip club again.
I loved it. That was $300 cash every time I would go there.
Did it get to the point, though, where it was a dread thing for you or not?
No.
No?
No, I didn't mind that one. There's other ones that I hated.
Back in the day, those used to be fun when you had to go to the same, but it was like a bar. So it's somewhere you would have gone anyway. So you're like, oh, cool. I get to go hang out at Wild Wing Cafe every Wednesday night. That was a regular one that I had.
Neat.
It was so fun.
They got me to judge a stripper competition one time.
Class.
It was a strip off.
That's classy.
This one girl really won. She really won.
And, you know, talking about places that you would go anyway, I used to do three nights a week from nightclubs, from dance clubs, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You look like a dance club kind of guy.
Yeah.
I had one of those too. And it was weird because we were an alternative station and they would make me go to a dance club and it's like 50 cents on. And I'm like, hey guys, it's Maddie.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to do those too, where I was like, especially in Myrtle Beach, that was, you know, every club and you had to get out there and then do these silly contests, the baby bottle contest, and
the
frozen t-shirt contest.
The frozen t-shirt contest was the dumbest thing in the world.
Don't forget to freeze all the t-shirts before we go.
Oh, God.
I feel like we're talking about something we talked about before, but there was a guy who did them at Peabody's in Virginia Beach, Troy, and he would make up his own games where he would put like a can of Vienna sausages on a plate and cover it in whipped cream, and a dude had to get on his hands and knees and eat that.
Ew.
And that was the bar game?
That would make somebody barf.
What is going on here?
Yeah. I would just be like, you know, hey, if you got a tattoo or a piercing, come show it to me, and I'll give you a t-shirt. And I got to see some interesting stuff.
I bet you did.
I saw things and things that I never thought I'd see.
See, you're tough. You can handle stuff. You don't mind roaches. So seeing things like that nobody ever wants to see is okay in your world, isn't it?
I wanted to see them. Yeah, nobody wanted to see that. I'm all in. Yeah, again, those are always the weird. I would always do those in no problem, but there were always the ones where it would be like, why am I here?
Oh, totally. But any of the bars and whatever. I remember in Myrtle Beach, this one nightclub wanted to have us out there every week. And it was one, you know, they go through cycles. And this year it was the hip club this year, but then next year it's not at all or whatever. But so I'm out there and literally no one was coming. And this was when we did live breaks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm out at the club tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And I made it sound so good that these like two people walked in and they're like, where is everybody?
So you actually had people show up?
Yeah.
That's never worked for me.
They came because they had heard it on the radio and they're like, and they were in visiting and they were like, okay, that sounds like the best club in town. And they walk in and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Did I ever tell the story about my last night on the air in DC?
I don't know.
My boss at the time, so we had a studio we had a regular studio, which is it was like outside of DC in Maryland. But then they opened up a studio in a skate shop over by the MCI Center right in downtown.
Oh, yeah. I remember
cool.
that.
Yeah, it was rad. But so my boss was like, I know what you should do. You should do your last show from the skate park, from the skate
shop.
Store. Yeah.
Come on.
So everyone can come and see you. And I'm like, all right, this sounds terrible, but okay. No one showed up. It was so dumb. And then I played songs off script and I got yelled at. And so,
well, you were leaving anyway.
Dang, I had to come by and screamed things at you while you were trying to do a break. If I'd have known about
broke my
that.
Heart. I was like, this isn't how I want to go out from here.
I'd have come by while you were doing your, hey, I'm rocking, kick ass.
How are you doing?
And I'd go, yeah, Pogo.
Not so possible. Apparently no one listens to me at all.
Yeah.
So who's excited about Thanksgiving? It's going to be here in a week, basically.
Very exciting.
I'm trying to figure out my planning, you know, because I cook a lot of items and I feel like I have all the stuff I need. You know, my 10 cheese mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I froze 2 quarts of the cheese sauce last year because I made way, way too much.
How's it hold up? I didn't think cheese
don't know.
Froze well.
I don't. Well, it's a sauce. So I don't know. And I'm counting on it being right. So when I thaw that out.
You got to thaw it out early, because yeah, if it's not.
Start over. I'm going to be at the grocery store in the middle of the night buying all the cheese. But I'm so excited about it. I love it. And I still have my handwritten Thanksgiving recipes that are copies of my grandmother's recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was at somebody's house and they had her old cookbooks. And so they're reading it out and I'm writing it down. And one of them is like on the back of an envelope. And then a few of them are on just pieces of plain white paper where you get the basics down, you know, turkey stuff and whatever. I use them every single year. I could probably do it by heart, but I still break those dingy, greasy recipes out every year.
I have the only one that I have that is special is the recipe for dressing, because I feel like the dressing that my family made is the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And no one else makes it quite like they made it. So that's the only one that I
think this is a year that I actually break from my tradition, and after the shaming that I received last year from both of you and other people about using the Pepperidge Farm bag.
Don't do it.
How dare you?
Don't do that.
I know. So it's so funny, because I was telling my wife about that, and then I think we had done a batch of the stuff, and she's like, yeah, I think we need to do what the other two are saying. So it's like, yeah, I think this year I'm going fresh.
You know, the thing is, I don't know if Charlie's recipe is like mine, but the thing is, you can't make it too juicy, because the last thing you want is for that to be dry, man.
No. Yeah.
I will be a broken man.
But you also have to make sure you have to plan ahead, because you've got to dry the bread out for like 3 days before.
Oh, yeah.
I remember back in the day when we used to have a huge, you know, lots of relatives coming, my mom would use a laundry tub, and that's what she would break all the bread up into. And she would do that like 3 days before we went to.
Mm-hmm.
Where Thanksgiving was happening, because they made so much dressing.
I've done it both ways. I've done it drying it out and not drying it out. And if you don't, it like shrinks down. It's like,
yeah,
not deep enough, you know? Hey, we got some phone calls. I don't know if any of them are Thanksgiving related or not, but if you would ever love to be part of the podcast, we love to hear from you. 336-373-0987 is the number. Let's see what we got this week.
Hey, Simon. We're skipping the turkey this year, and we're having corned beef.
Woo!
Have a great day.
You all too, right, buddy.
It's New Year's?
We heard that, is New Year's a corned beef, or is that St. Pat's?
Well, it's both.
Oh, I didn't know that. But we heard that people are doing steaks, that a lot of people aren't doing turkey and are doing steaks, or ordering a pizza this year.
Yeah.
Steak doesn't bother me. Pizza, no way.
A lot of people are doing the thing that you suggested, which was the individual little Cornish game hens.
I didn't suggest it. I said that would be my hell on earth.
Oh.
I would be.
I thought you said that you wanted to do that.
No, I said I don't want to be stuck at the store and they're all out of turkeys.
Well, I saw them in the free, like they had them on a display of the little Cornish game hens. So I guess that's something that people actually do.
Also, we can't say it enough. Do not fall for the turducken in the freezer section at Teeter.
Oh, God, that's another heartache. But no. Cornish game hens, by the way, the driest, little flakiest.
There's nothing on
ashes
them.
In
you
your
have
mouth.
To eat like six of them.
Yeah,
I feel bad. Like I've just decimated a
the
family.
Poor little bird. But yeah, the box turducken is also a heartbreak. I remember I found that and I bought that and I was just so excited. Yeah. I was even talking to randoms at the grocery store. I was so excited. Yes. Yeah, can you believe I bought this? The girl goes, "Did you find everything you want?" I said, "Yeah, and a turducken. Look." And then you get it home and it's like turducken.
Loaf.
Burger loaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like everything's been deboned and it's kind of like.
Oh, that's not how it works.
Meat. It's like lunch meat, basically, is what it was.
Well, no. Yeah, it was just dry and boring.
You gotta
and
have,
sad.
What is it? A chicken inside a duck inside a turkey.
Uh huh. Inside an alligator inside a snake.
Yes.
Which we added this year as a new flavor profile.
People love it.
Hey, Simon. I'm going to tell you exactly what's wrong with these millennials and these Gen Zers.
All right.
They are so afraid that their coworkers are going to video with their smartphones or record everything they're saying if they get drunk or whatever, and then take it back to their coworkers at work or even go as far as take it to their bosses. That's exactly what it is. This is the age where everybody is butthurt. They got to record everything that's being said and done and got to have a way to get over on their friends. It's not friendships anymore. It's actual war out here. Mm. Glad I'm a boomer, as they call me. Have a great day.
Okay, boomer.
Sounds like that got real personal, I feel like.
Yeah, but...
I think that's happened to somebody.
But the deal is, we learned this week that the Gen Z kids have killed after work drinks. Like there's no getting together with your coworkers anymore.
Yeah, they don't want to go out for happy hour after they get done at the office or.
See, I've never had a job like that.
Neither have I.
Me neither. So I'm like, what? What are y'all talking about?
I worked in the bar.
Yeah.
Or I've been in radio and none of us all get off work at the same time.
I get off at 10. Book it to the bar, close the bar down. Maybe if I was lucky, they'd do after-hour drinks, and then I'd pass out and do it again.
Yeah, we don't do that. And I don't think it's all Gen Z, but he's right. There probably is a level of fear that you're always being watched and recorded.
You can't just relax and have fun like you used to be able to because somebody's going to video you doing something or saying something wrong and it'll cost you your job.
Well, and I think that's also related to the fact that if you're in a bar drinking or if you're somewhere drinking that you're more likely to say something by accident inappropriate.
Just think about, let's say 1990 to 1995, if they'd have been videoing everything you did during those years. Can you imagine what would be online of you right now?
Oh, Lordy.
See? Oh, good God.
That's like, well, where I found like an old interview I did with some band back in the day. And I was telling this story about going to a wedding in Wilmington, and being crazy drunk and humping an ATM and scaring a family and being put into a hold and passing out on the beach. And I'm like, I don't remember any of this.
Wow.
I don't even. See, you just need video. You need someone with a camera phone.
I was like, I asked some friends. I'm like, who do we know that got married in Wilmington? And everyone's like, I don't know. And I'm like, who got married in Wilmington? Why was I there?
You heard there was a
Wilmington,
wedding.
Delaware?
No.
Oh, Wilmington, North Carolina? You did all that? Oh, they're still talking about you down there.
Maybe. Hey, Simon. This is Tim. The guy who wanted to do the interview with Beretta or Robert Blake with Sean. Well, you know, Maddie, you want to cook some tuna noodle casserole? I will come over and eat that anytime because I love tuna noodle casserole. Although.
Wow, that rolls off the tongue when he says it. Tuna noodle casserole. Tuna noodle casserole. Tuna noodle casserole.
Tuna noodle casserole.
Tuna noodle casserole. Tuna noodle casserole. Tuna noodle casserole. And you can have it.
I do have a bone to pick with Charlie. I love you guys to death. You guys are awesome. But Charlie, I'm the same age as you, and I love Alice's Restaurant. So it ain't just for old people. All right? But I hope you guys have a wonderful day. You take care. Love y'all. Bye.
I like him. He's always good. But, we're not doing, as of right now, we're not doing Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving. And I wonder if we'll get any calls about it, because we always brace ourselves for some backlash. And then sometimes, sometimes not a peep.
Well, we used to play it twice. I mean, we would always play it at noon and 5.
Yeah.
So I was wondering whether or not we'd just do it once.
And it is literally, like, for real, how long is that song?
18 something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think at noon it's right in the heart of where people might be having the radios on in the background for like prepping and doing stuff.
So, and they want to hear more than one song during the course of their whole meal.
Okay, and we're also doing, because that's also the first day of the Bet You Won't Play It Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
And so I think the hard part is that's 18 minutes where it could be three requests.
Exactly.
But you're overthinking it. The people who like that song are happy for 18 whole minutes.
Whew. But I can't believe that there's as many of them as there will be people who are relieved that it's not on. And I'm sorry. You know, I understand
I don't think the people who don't like it will notice.
Yeah.
But I think the people who do like it will.
Maybe so. And if that's the case, and I'm still employed next year, we'll bring it back.
We'll a fireable event.
Have to see.
Hey, Simon. How come Ken and Barbie never had kids? Because Ken comes in a box.
Oh, Jesus. Lord.
Hey, I bet you won't play something from Dawkins. Oh, don't get excited. Dawkins the music.
This guy.
What?
Don't ask. Maddie knows about it. Dawkins. You know about Dawkins. Oh, you know what he's talking
stop.
About. I didn't say
Come
it.
On now.
It's the
no,
guy.
He was asking for the band.
I know he was asking for the band, but he didn't need to.
Well, he also didn't need to say about Ken.
I know. Don't say it. Don't say it.
He didn't. But he didn't need to. What's the word I'm looking for? Make sure we knew which Dawkins he was talking about.
No, he wanted us to know that he knew there was another
exactly.
kind of Dawkins.
That's what I'm talking about.
You keep playing this guy because it so goes against what you find. And you're
funny.
Like, you're always, oh, God, come on.
Yeah, really. Seriously. But I love his laugh. I love his over-the-top laugh at himself. That's mm-hmm. why I keep those. You know, we got many, many calls from him with that laugh. That
I'm sure.
You'll hear them later on down the road.
Ow.
Hey, Simon, only a damn moron would eat damn Skittles. And I don't care what color they are, taste the rainbow or whatever. Skittles ain't worth a crap. I wouldn't eat that damn garbage if my life depended on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it will say it's got toxins in it or whatever, and it's banned or whatever. The hell with Skittles. M&M's are slightly better. M&M's are peanuts. But I mean, Skittles. I ain't never liked that damn Skittles suck. They ain't worth a you comprende?
Wow, dude, you and him don't agree on Skittles at all.
Whoa. What Listen, did Skittles ever do to you, man?
You never know when you're going to find somebody's trigger.
True.
Yeah,
and like,
it's
his
true.
Guy hates Skittles.
Well, we learned last week that the lawsuit alleging that Skittles were not appropriate for human consumption because they were full of toxins.
Had some sort of chemical in them, yeah.
Lawsuit was dropped, and it's okay to eat Skittles again. And I have several of those pounder bags to bring you yet.
I pummeled every bag of Skittles.
So you
out
bought
of
all those
candy.
Bags
yeah.
because you loved them.
No.
Well, no, it was for his daughter.
For your daughter
it,
loved them.
It was because they did away with lime Skittles and
yeah.
replaced them with green apple,
Ugh.
Which is the same as, you know, poking in the eye with a stick. Same feeling exactly. And so my daughter was like, I really like the lime Skittles. So I was like, done and done. I'll buy 12 pounds of them.
So Mr. Overdo It.
Yeah.
Couldn't just buy. Let me see if I can find you a bag.
I bought a case.
Yeah, he bought a case.
I bought a case.
And then she decided she doesn't really like them that much.
She was over it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he brought in a bag. And then I proceeded to house a pound bag at a time of Skittles.
Yeah. His eyes were all different colors and his teeth were all stained.
I'm shocked I still have my feet.
Well, there's still time.
Hey, Simon. Talk about car being dirty. Don't you know about getting memberships at any of the big car washes? Like $35 a month, unlimited top-of-the-line car wash, $50 for two. I'm kicking $80 a month for four cars. I can't afford them one at a time, but I can damn sure do that every month. Have a good day.
Yeah, he's talking about me, because I had to wait for payday to wash my car, and then it looks like monkeys washed it.
Well, if,
forced
if he,
monkey labor.
If you can't afford to go to the $15 car wash, what makes him think that you could afford $80 a month for a membership?
Exactly. And the other thing is, I would pay the $80 a month for the membership and then be like, meh, It's clean enough.
Yeah, I don't feel like going. I don't have time right now.
Exactly.
See, I generally will do it myself because I actually don't mind doing it.
Oh, yeah, you offered to wash mine one time and never did.
You never took me up on it.
Well, I'm taking you up.
Oh, not now.
Right
now. It's too cold.
Oh.
So, but that's the thing is that I'll still in a pinch, I'll shoot to one of those. And they always, they've got a new thing now, too. All of them do it. Where they'll have the guy run up to you like you're paying for it.
And oh yeah.
Like, hey, let me help you. Hey, have you seen about the monthly package? And it actually is. It's like it'll be like it's 80. He was saying he's got four cars.
Right.
So it's like $20 a month for unlimited washes. But I don't wash it more than a couple times. Like
no.
I feel like I would.
I wash mine about once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went a while between washes on mine. The last time mine was washed was when I had that guy detail it, and I sent him that message and said my car looks great, but I can't find my drugs. And I don't remember when that was. It's been a long time, though. But yeah.
And he never wrote you back, huh?
No, he did. He thought that was great.
Hey, this isn't a request. This is talking about the universe in a jar. Now, they already did that. It was called Men in Black, and it hung from Orion's belt. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Betty. Yeah, we had a guy from the future, a guy from the year 29-something, who came back from the future to let us know that this universe that we're in is in a jar that was created by the creator and that another universe exists that's going to be discovered this March, that a young man made another jar universe in his room.
And we're going to make our own universes.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, my wife is trying to figure out how to keep alive and propagate a vinegar mother that she found in a jar in our cabinet.
A vinegar mother. I can't believe you just said that.
A vinegar mother?
It's a floating mold on vinegar.
It's alive. That's yeah. good for all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, but what you going to do with it?
I don't know. She's crazy. She'll do whatever.
Well, I think you need to find a nutrient-rich auger for that to live on, and it has to be in a climate-controlled container.
Oh, well, don't tell my wife that. She'll buy whatever that is.
It can be done. All but right. I never heard of anybody wanting to try to keep a mother. You usually just scoop those off and throw them away.
No, she's all about it.
Really?
What do you do with it?
Again, I think it was real big when during the lockdown because it was used in like sourdough starters for bread.
Mother was?
Yeah.
That's weird, man. Come on, man. Get out of here, man.
No, I'm telling you.
People don't eat that mess, man.
Yeah, they do. They love that mother.
No.
That's a real funky mother.
Look at this mother.
Look at that mother.
It reminds me.
I'm just talking about my yeast, mother.
It sounds like kombucha. Another disgusting thing.
Yeah, another rotten.
Which I also bought my wife a kombucha kit that came with a mother, but she never made any of it.
Did the mother die?
I believe the mother passed. Or she's still living on in somebody's landfill.
Remember when those sweet hippies got all mad at me? We were at the little farmer's market over off of Walker, and there was a whole kombucha stand with all their cloudy, gross bottles of goop. And my daughter goes, "What is that?" I go, "It's kombucha." "Well, what's kombucha?" "It's something that people let rot and spoil and drink it on purpose." And then these girls took pictures of me because I was so awful for saying that. Isn't that cool?
But it's true.
Did they shame you really online?
I don't know.
People swear on that stuff, and I just can't stand it.
Who's that?
I don't know.
All right, one more.
My back.
Hey, Simon. You remember that post you had on Facebook the other day about perfect songs, people's perfect songs? You should play all those on a Friday.
Oh.
But, hey, Simon, I'd really like to hear Sister by Lenny Kravitz. It's just a beautiful song. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Well, she sounds nice.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, we had a thing right in, what's the perfect song? Do you remember any of them?
Well, it was like, what's the perfect song? Like front to back, not a wasted word, you know, just the absolute best song that you can think of in the whole world. And I mean, people came with the songs. I'd have to find the post.
I remember somebody saying My Ding-a-ling, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Stroking.
What's your favorite? I mean, what's your perfect song? I have, God, it's hard to pick one. What's your perfect song?
I was trying to think, I was thinking of like Beastie Boys stuff. Cause there's a couple of those that I really dig, but I'm trying to think of like musically, I like My Hero by the Foo Fighters. It's still one of my all time favorites.
Mm-hmm. Year of the Cat.
That's good.
Year of the Cat.
Somebody did say that.
What's the other one? Love is a Lie by Gary Wright.
Ooh, that's a nice one. That is nice.
I'd never appreciated Gary Wright until I worked here.
That's when we did that commercial for
Gary Wright.
Rick Deringer.
Deringer.
Come see Gary Wright.
Who called him Deringer?
Me. We used to do fake. When we had time,
yeah.
We used to do all these fake commercials. Should we ever play any of that on
Farted
the podcast?
In pants.
Okay, so what's your perfect song? Quit looking. Don't worry about it.
Off the top of my head, I would say Bed of Roses by
really?
Bon Jovi. Is an amazing song, but if I were going with something that's not from one of my very favorite bands, what was the other one I just thought of?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh, no, The Waiting by Tom Petty.
Good song.
I love Boy Named Sue.
Bargain by The Who is a perfect song.
There were so many good ones on there.
It's Sad But Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. I still love that song.
Yeah, that's
and or Johnny Cash, depending on which version you want to hear.
Well, listen! That's about it for this podcast. If you would love to ever be a part of the podcast, that would be so cool. Call 336-373-0987. And when you're in there, when you're on the phone, make a request for the Thanksgiving Bet You Won't Play It. We'll do this Friday first. And then next week, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thursday.
Tons and tons of requests, whatever. So that number is 336-373-0987. Be sure you subscribe and like, and maybe we'll do another one of these next week. What's your final thought, Charlie?
You know, life is making like a clown racer war.
Yeah. War. She's right. What about you?
Oh, that's not fair because I also want to condemn the use of monkey labor.
All right. Next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.